Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchers.com. My name is Nick Polk. Today is August 29th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. I want to apologize to everybody. I had COVID last week, which meant that I had no energy to do this Plus Pitch Podcast. I mentioned last one I was under the weather. I was sick, and that's what it was, and I didn't have it in me to do it, and I apologize. Thank you all so much for sticking around, and my lack of communication, I'm not happy about, but I just did not have it. I'm feeling much better. I still have it, but feeling much better, and I feel today, instead of talking about the list, which is a little weird and wonky now, instead of giving you a preview of that, I'm going to do the two-star pitcher stuff because games start at 6:40 tonight. And I feel like there's still some time to talk about some of the two-star pitchers that might be out there for your league. But before we do that, we got to talk about yesterday. So, Adrian Martinez won 5.1 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks against the Yankees. 93 pitches. This changeup is really good. 24% swing strike rate, 72% strike zone. It kept it down. Got lots of outs. He's someone to at least monitor moving forward. And maybe he does do well against the Orioles. I don't want you guys to ignore it. I like him more than Adam Aller, who went the night before. Mon Marquez, ignore that. Robbie Ray, ace is going to ace. Ronson Contreras did really well. 36% CSW for King Cole, which is great. He gets the Jays next, though, instead of the Phillies. I really like where his breaker is. I don't really believe that the fastball is so good that he can get past that one. It's a higher ceiling play, but high risk, high reward kind of thing. It's cherry bombish. You have Adam Wainwright doing his thing against Atlanta. Good stuff. Jacob DeRizzi did really well, too. He threw a ton of heaters, 73% four seamers, 5.2 innings and 2 in runs and 5 base runners and 4 Ks. Good stuff, and he gets some Marlins now, so we want to keep going with that one. Justin Verlander left his game with a calf injury, which is really bad. I honestly think that the Astros are going to be very cautious with this because Justin Verlander is a huge part of their playoff run, and they have all reason to not really go hard in September. So you can talk about having the number one seed and the AL for home field advantage, fine, but they are pretty good against the Yankees right now. They are leading the way by a good margin, and the idea of, let's say Verlander normally get, what, 5-6 starts left? Now he gets 2, let's say? That's only 4 games that they're sacrificing, as I use my air quotes. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense for them to push Verlander right now if there's any sort of concern. Max Scherzer, ace is going to ace. Patrick Corbin got a win. Congrats, buddy. We don't care outside of your own happiness. Austin Voth did well against the Astros. 6 innings, 1 run, 1 hit, 3 walks, and 4 Ks. He got the loss because life is dumb. But now he gets the Athletics, and I kind of want to do that. Julio Urias against the Marlins. Ace is going to ace. 94 miles per hour on that fastball. Again, that's very good. Tucker Davidson against the Jays. Don't really care. Adrian Sampson, don't care. Dylan Cease, good stuff there. Ace is going to ace. I'm glad to see him back in his groove. Even though he wasn't quite all the way back there with his command, it's good enough. Zach Davies against the White Sox. Oh, gosh, I don't want to do this. I mean, he's a very deep streamer, but really, I don't think that he's that good. Drew Hutchinson against Texas. He's been honestly weird and decent, and now he gets the Royals, but it's like a 17% CSW in 5.1 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. It's so pedestrian. You don't really want to do this. Probably a double bubble if you go for that. Is you put it in your mouth and you realize, why did I do this about 5 seconds later? Aaron Sanchez did not work out against the Giants, so it goes. Nick Lodolo against the Nationals, 7 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. Good stuff. Glad to see he's got that extra inning in the 7th. To make the ERA a little bit better. 41% CSW on that curveball is fantastic, though it did have a 52% strike rate. That is, when he executed, it was beautiful, but he was a little inconsistent about it, and also the changeup isn't really there. So he has these extra elements that he needs to figure out. Still, you get Rocky Road next. I really like where we're at with Lodolo, just with the stuff overall. Fastball's doing really well. He kept rolling with us. Corey Kluber against the Red Sox. He was a Toby. He gets the Yankees next. Okay. Ross Stripling against the Angels did really well, though. 6 innings, 300 runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, and 6 strikeouts. He gets the Pirates next. We're all for that. Jonathan Heasley, nice pitch separation, 7 Ks here, but I don't really want to do this. Oh, it's the Tigers. Are we doing it against the Tigers, Jonathan Heasley? He just went 5 innings, 300 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks against the Padres. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Aaron Civale against the Mariners. Didn't really do that great, but 71% cutters and curves. 6.1 innings, 400 runs. He had a careful accuracy. He had a quality start after 6. But he's a Toby, and he gets the Mariners again. It could go either way. Eric Lauer against the Cubs is so frustrating. 5 innings, 400 runs, 6 hits, 4 walks, 4 Ks. Come on, man. You just did well against the Dodgers twice. Ugh. Do what you want. Clark Schmidt went against the Athletics. He had a slider for 40% usage, for 43% CSW, but there's nothing really else. But he got 7 strikeouts, 4.1 innings, 400 runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks. He gets a raise next. It could go better. This was the first start that he had of the year. That is, he did one start last year as well. Clark Schmidt did, I think, once in 2020. It's not really the, I don't know. You don't have to chase this, but there is some ceiling here. He did throw 83 pitches, and he obviously does get some strikeouts, so if he works those sinkers in, gets those quick outs effectively there, and is able to throw a slider a lot. Otherwise, it could work. Noah Syndergaard against the Pittsburgh Pirates is very disappointing. 5.2 innings, 200 runs, and then hits 1 walk and 5 Ks. He's a Toby, and like he's not even coming through on that. It's incredibly upsetting. Nick Pivetta, we're not trusting anymore after 5 innings of 500 runs, 8 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks against the Rays. It's just, whatever. Edward Cabrera, against the Dodgers, had his first real turmoil of the year. 5.2 innings, 6 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 5 Ks. His curveball did show up, though. The changeup got messed up, and this is the worry I had, is Cabrera relies on aggressive hitters, and the Dodgers were patient, and they messed up his changeup, and they messed up his fastball and all that stuff. Now, he's facing easier teams moving forward, so it should be better for Edward Cabrera, and I think he keeps starting him. But yeah, this is the weakness of him. He's still young. He's not a polished finished product yet. Jacob Junis against the Twins, nope. Yeah, that sinker is just not good enough. 43% usage, 4.1 innings, 600 runs, 9 hits, 0 walks, and 2 Ks. Koei Arihara, 3.1 innings, 600 runs against the Tigers. Well, that's unfortunate. And Sean Manaea, 4 innings, 600 runs, 10 hits, 0 walks, 4 Ks against the Royals. His last 3 opponents, 3 of his last 4 have been the Giants, Miami Marlins, and Royals, allowing at least 300 runs. And now he gets the Dodgers. It's just, you can drop him, guys. You can drop Sean Manaea at this point. Looking forward to today. It's a very small slate of Corbin Burns, Carlos Rodon, Tony Gonsolin, Miles Michaelis, Jose Berrios, and Frankie Montas in that top tier. Montas is getting the Angels, Berrios against the Cubs. You're starting those guys. Probably start tier. Pablo Lopez against the Dodgers, Mike Clevenger against the Giants, and Ranger Suarez against the Diamondbacks. I think you're still going to do Lopez here, and the other two are really good matchups. Questionable starts here. The stream pick of the day is Brian Bayo. I do not want to do it, but I can understand that he did well last week. Gets a tough opponent, and this is the Twins without Byron Buxton. It could work, and there's a high ceiling here where if he does carry over what he did last start, this can actually turn into something, which is why he's here. It's just, I don't want to start my week like this. And the do not start here, I really don't want to do any of these. Madison Bumgarner's not looking good against the Phillies. Dylan Bundy against the Red Sox. Jose Suarez against the Yankees. Javier Assad against the Jays. And Eichhoff and Anderson. Those are so obviously, don't do it. But Brian Bayo is just kind of chilling there. Ugh, whatever. Tomorrow, Shane McClanahan, Max Fried, Aaron Nola, Kevin Gausman, Zach Gallen, Blake Snell, George Kirby, Framber Valdez, Logan Webb, Cole Irvin, and Andrew Heaney are all in that top tier. There's 11 guys, but really you start all of them. Andrew Heaney threw 90-plus pitches with six innings last time, and now he gets the Mets. I understand the Mets, but start Andrew Heaney while Cole Irvin gets the Nationals. Probable start tier, Lucas Giolito, Brady Singer, and Jameson Taillon. Giolito and Singer are going against each other. I don't know really who's the better one. I'm just going Giolito, but you could say Singer, it's fine. And Taillon gets the Angels, and that should be all good. So start those guys. Questionable start tier. It's really 3 streamers to begin it of Dakota Hudson, Spencer Watkins, and Matt Manning. Hudson with the Reds, Watkins the Guardians, and Manning the Mariners. Hudson's the best one against the worst offense. in my view, and he has a really good defense and a good offense behind him. So that's why he's the stream pick of the day. Spencer Watkins has been on a good roll with the Orioles. Could go his way. While Matt Manning, not as much support, but, and you know, he's on the Tigers, and he's going to have to endure George Kirby on the other side. That could work with four seamers and sliders. Now, you also have Cal Quantrill against the Orioles. Marcus Stroman against the Jays and Tywin Walker against the Dodgers. The last two there. Two solid arms against really good offenses, and I think that's just too risky for most situations, but better than the do not start tier, which is Mitch Keller. No. Adrian Hauser coming back from the IL. It is the Pirates, but I do not want to do that. So still ill. Same with Trevor Rogers against the Rays. We know how bad he was before, and it's just not worth it. Spec ad, fine, but do not start it. Trevor Rogers is also Eric Fetty there, but don't trust the feds against the Athletics. Dane Dunning against the Astros, no thanks. Cutter Crawford against the Twins, no way. Chris Archer against the Red Sox, no way. And then Mike Myers, Justin Dunn, and Jose Urania, absolutely not. So what we normally do on Monday is we go over the list. I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to do two-star pitchers for you guys. And we will go with that really quickly here. So for the Orioles, Spencer Watkins, Guardians, and the Athletics is a questionable start for me. Yeah, Brian Bayo, Twins and Texas. Oh, gotta lock it in. I mean, it's if you're chasing something, that's it. But this could be pretty bad. So bottom of questionable. Frankie Montas is an auto against the Angels and the Rays. You have Shane McClanahan against the Marlins and the Yankees. Auto start. Should mention Cutter Crawford also has two starts for the Red Sox as a do not. Jose Berríos gets the Cubs and the Pirates. That's an auto. Wonderful stuff as he tries so hard to get close to a 4-year ERA again. Lucas Giolito against the Royals and the Twins. I'm going to say that's a bottom of probable. You have Cal Quantrill going against the Orioles and the Mariners. Not the worst. It's more of a points league play. I think he's going to be very pedestrian in 12 teamers. Around a 4 and change ERA in that time. Something like that. You're hoping for really 6 and for 12 innings and 6 and runs, essentially. Matt Manning gets the Mariners and the Royals. I prefer that over Cal Quantrill, but still also questionable. Brady Singer gets the Tigers after this White Sox, so that's a pretty much an auto there. Dylan Bundy with the Twins, Red Sox and White Sox as the do not. Framber Valdez does not get one. Actually, he might with Verlander likely out. It is a 5-man rotation right now for the Astros, and they have a day off on Thursday, so there's a chance that you have Valdez go on normal rest as a 4-man rotation for one pass. We'll see how that is handled. Maybe Christian Javier comes back on Sunday. We'll see if Verlander can make that start. If it is Valdez, I mean, it's an auto regardless. It's Rangers and Angels. Jose Suarez does not get one because there is a Thursday off day for the Angels. Cole Irvin is going against the Nationals and the Orioles. That's a top of probable. If not auto, George Kirby gets the Tigers and Guardians. That's auto. Dane Dunning against the Houston Astros and Red Sox. No, thank you. Max Fried against Colorado, Rocky Road and Miami. Absolutely. Auto start that. Pablo Lopez against the Dodgers and Atlanta. That's top of probable. Tywin Walker against the Dodgers and the Nationals. I'd say that's top of questionable. Ranger Suarez, Arizona and the Giants. That's a probable to me. Good luck, buddy. I hope that works. Eric Fede, do not trust the feds. And anyway, it's a 6-man rotation for the Nationals with Kay Cavalli there. I'm so intrigued by the Athletics start on Thursday. Get the MLB debut out of the way. But yeah, I wouldn't do it anyway. You know this. Javier Assad is not getting one because there's an off day on Thursday. It looks like it's a 6-man for the Cubs. Regardless, let's say he does. It's the Jays and the Cardinals. No way. Chase Anderson, I'm not doing. Cardinals and Rocky Road, no thanks. It's Chase Anderson. Welcome back, but no. Corbin Burns gets two, obviously. And it looks like it's Adrian Hauser. It could also be Jason Alexander tomorrow instead of Adrian Hauser. We'll see how that plays out. Regardless, I don't want to start either one for two starts. Pittsburgh and Arizona, that is nice, but I don't want to do it. Because JT Brubaker is on paternity leave, it's Jared Eichhoff. Going today, but then Brubaker should come back. So there's no two start for the Pirates. Yeah, the Cardinals, Miles Michaelis at Cincinnati and the Cubs and hosting the Cubs. And obviously that's an auto start. Madison Bumgarner against the Phillies and the Brewers. No, thank you. Very bottom of questionable. I like the Brewers one a little bit more, but I don't want to do it. And while it's an auto start for Zach Gallen in the same way. You have Jose Urania at Atlanta and then at Cincinnati. No, I can't do that. Tony Gonsolin against Miami and the Padres, absolutely. Mike Clevinger at San Francisco and at the Dodgers, that's a questionable one. Bottom of question. I really don't want the Dodgers one. I don't think that Clevinger's that good. And you have Carlos Rodon against the Padres and the Phillies, and that's an auto start. All right, that is it for today. Enjoy the list. I'll be back at 1 o'clock for the list as normal, normal stuff. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for bearing with me as I was sick. And let's get you that championship for the next month. We got this. All right, that's it for today. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your pappas below and your strength outside.